by as we maneuver.
Roger, understand.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of big ones out my window, then. It's just bright. Looks like the 4th of July out Ron's window. Yeah, now you can see some of them in shape. They're very jagged, angular fragments that are tumbling.
Roger, they look like fluid of some sort?
Not to me. They look like pieces of something.
Roger.
They're very bright.
Jack, we'd like Omni Charlie.
Bob, for the most part, these fragments are not, are tumbling at a very slow rate. I've tried a couple pictures of them, different settings. You may get an idea of what at least the patterns look like.
Roger, I got you. We're all ears on these fragments. Do you think you can figure out what they might be?
Well, you know, I don't know. There are a number of possibilities. If you had some kind of a... I got the impression maybe they were curved a little bit, as if they might be off the side of the S-4B, and that's a wild guess.
Okay, RCS, logic is...
ice chunks, possibly, and maybe there's paint coming off of it.
Right, I noticed on one trip up the elevator last week, one of the flags, I thought it was in the S-2, but it might be on the S-4, looked like it was peeling. Maybe that's what you got. And the S-4B maneuver is complete.
1 minute.
With the maneuver complete, the fragment field is essentially static, except for very slight tumbling within the fragment.
Roger, copy that.
Every once in a while, a fragment of considerably higher velocity than the others goes across my window, but that's very rare.
Roger.
Field of view, I saw my window.
Jack, you see it now?
Yeah.
And Bob, at least there's no apparent relative motion between fragments.
I do understand.
I'll take two pictures about a minute apart if I can, and it'll be frame 70.
Okay, frame 70.
And Bob, Gino, my impression is that they are flat, flake-like particles, some maybe 6 inches across. And although there's no relative motion between the two, most of them seem to be twinkling. And I think for the most part, they're all moving away from us.